Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. I hope all is well. Baruch Hashem, we're blessed to share, to be mechazik, to strengthen ourselves as we're getting closer and closer to one of the holiest days of the year, one of the holiest nights of the year. Baruch Hashem, we are blessed. It's almost Yud Nisan, the 10th day, which is when we set aside the Korban Pesach, which it's getting closer and closer. Baruch Hashem, we are zoche to learn Hilchos Lashon Hara, which is, we know, is probably from the greatest preparations that we can do for Pesach, right? There's Pesach cleaning, getting rid of our chametz. Chametz represents gaiva. Chametz represents ego. Chametz represents the Yetzer Hara. There's no greater way to beat the Yetzer Hara. Of course, we gotta get rid of our physical chametz, but more importantly, to get rid of our pnimius chametz, our internal chametz of thinking that we're better than other people, thinking that we're, ego, that this person's this, this person's that. And really, just to learn the halachas, just to humble ourselves, to learn the Hilchos Lashon Hara, is really the greatest preparation for Pesach, right? Imagine a person cleans his house or her house, and imagine everything's clean, spick and span, everything's great, they got rid of all their chametz, but they sit as, I'll mention his name, Nachi Sklar, who helps so much with the shiurim, so he definitely gets a shout out and a hakar satov for all of us, that he names the shiurim, he helps with the shiurim, he pushes me, you know, to make sure they get out. So Baruch Hashem, Nachi said, imagine he sent me a message from yesterday's shiur. You know what, let me find it. It was a great, great message. And it said, one second, the message was, something about, right, talking Lashon Hara at the Seder, Hashem Yerachim, right? If there's one thing that we try and avoid this Pesach as best as we can, which we're going to learn in a second, right? Here, he said from yesterday's shiur, imagine a Seder where they're speaking Lashon Hara, literally the holiest meal of the year. Right? Amazing, right? So the Seder, so right, imagine a person having, thank you, Nachi, imagine a person having all of, right, everything clean and beautiful dishes and your everything's beautiful, the holiest night, right? Literally, right? It's compared to Yom Kippur, the night of Pesach. Literally, like the night of Yom Kippur. It's so holy, holy, and there's no, and it's, you have the best matzah, and you have the best, right, mahadrin mina mahadrin, and then you're speaking Lashon Hara. So you're missing the entire boat. So Baruch Hashem, we're here, what can we do? We're learning halachas, we're cleaning. This is what we're doing. We're doing the best we can to learn the halachas, that Amir Tashem, when we come to the Seder night, till we come to the Seder, Mitzvah Shem, bring your purity of speech. Let us talk about Pesach, as the Arizal says, Pesach, the mouth speaks. The mouth speaks, and it only speaks Divrei Torah. It only speaks positive things about the Jewish people. It only speaks wonderful things. That's what Pesach is about. The Dibur, your mouth now is in Gula, has a Gula, and the Jewish people have a redemption because of that. Okay, with that in mind, I'm going to learn the halacha for all of us. And this is coming off of yesterday, which is a difficult halacha. The halacha yesterday was, what if you're sitting and you're, last year, right, you're sitting and someone is talking Lashon Hara. Now the Chafetz Chaim says, makes it clear. I'm in day 112, page 296, Impurity of Speech. Chafetz Chaim makes it clear that the halachas mentioned before were meant only in the event that you are sitting in a group, and while you are sitting there, and then someone starts talking Lashon Hara. So you're stuck. Says the Chafetz Chaim, however, if a group is already talking Lashon Hara, and one comes over purposely in order to listen, not for the purpose of, right, of telling them not to, or one finds company with people who all the time talk Lashon Hara. So if you know there's going to be Lashon Hara there, You know that. So he says, and this is hard to hear, such a person is called a posheya. You are, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? Why are you sitting at a meal where you know the people are going to be speaking Lashon Hara? So someone's going to ask, okay, so what do I do? I don't know. That's a great question. So what do I know? What do I do if I know I'm sitting at a Seder and I'm, so I don't know, bring, you know, the things they give out on the airplane. I'm being serious. Space out. Look at your Haggadah, but do not get involved in the conversation, right? If you have to be with your family, you have to be in a setting where people don't know. And of course, we don't judge anyone. We're not judging anyone who, right? Not everyone learns the halachas. They don't even know that they're speaking lashon. We're not judging that anyone's a bad person, chas v'shalom. But what do? You can't hang out there. You can't be involved in that. In the tzava, in the will of Reb Elazar HaGadol, right, who was a Tana, he writes to his son, keep away from, I think that's Reb Elazar HaGadol, keep away from groups who tend to talk lashon hara. For when Hashem writes down the conversations, sorry about the train. So when Hashem writes down the conversations in the Sefer HaZichronos, all the participants, even those who haven't even opened their mouths, will be given a terrible name. Meaning you're in a group. You're part of a group of people, right? I think Chazal say it's one of the groups that the Shechina, that Hashem doesn't, is not interested in, right? Imagine Eliyahu HaNavi coming, right? Now again, I want to reiterate, everyone's beautiful and everyone's, we're not, everyone's holy, and at the Seder night, it's fine. Everyone's going to be forgiven for their Averis, and we want to make it as holy as possible. It's like Yom Kippur. You don't want to be doing Averis on Yom Kippur. It's brought down. I saw last week, could be this week as well, I don't remember, last week, this week, where it says that Chametz represents the Yetzahara. Chametz represents doing, right, Ra, represents the Malach HaMavis. It represents Chatoim, right? Matzah represents Kedusha, Neshama, Yetzer Tov. So it's brought down. You got to get rid of the Chametz. But it's brought down, right? Get rid of chametz. Don't do averus. That is the greatest chametz, is try and stay away from averus. Try and stay away from doing things that will cause you, right? So it's not just about, right? It's not the physical, right? It's like they say on Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to eat a nut, right? You're not allowed to, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down that a person's not allowed to eat nuts, because egos, Aleph, Gimel, Zion, or maybe Vav Zion, Aleph, Gimel, Vav Zion, egos, let's just do it out loud, 1, 3 is 4, Vav is 6 is 9, and Zion 9 is 16, and Chet is Chestes, 8 and 9 is Chet is 8 and 9 is 17. How does that work? 8 and 9 is 17 and 18. Okay, egos is gematria chet. I'm not doing it now in the shir. It works out. Egos is the same numerical value of chet, even if it's one off. You could be one off in gematrias, but what's the point? They all say, so don't eat nuts on Rosh Hashanah, because you don't want to talk about chet. And the joke they say is, I think from the Baal Shem Tov, someone says, okay, don't eat nuts, but even more, don't do a chet. Don't do a chet. Don't do an avera. You're talking about the remez. You're talking about the hint. Hashem will help us all. So the Chavetz Chaim says, right? You don't want to, right? You don't want to be. You're part of a chaburus harasha. So as we're getting ready for the Seder, we have to make sure, the Chavetz Chaim adds, that it's actually forbidden to live in a community, in a place where people talk lashon hara. Unbelievable. Love it. Love it. So beautiful. So beautiful to have a reminder of what life is about. It's hard. It's hard to hear it sometimes, but it's really true. It is hard to hear, but it's true, and we have to be careful. And you got to prepare yourself. You have to prepare yourself to figure, okay, so what are you going to do? What are, right? If you know you're going to be with people who you're not sure what the conversation is going to be, then you have to be very, very, very careful. You have to be very careful and have a game plan. Like I said, either bring earplugs. I know that sounds funny. I just thought about that on the spot. Or you can bring a Haggadah and space out. Try to, and like we said yesterday, don't get involved in the conversations. So talking it, okay, try and do your own thing. Okay, Hashem will help you. Will help each and every one of us. We're trying. That's the key. We're here learning, and all the Jewish people are going to be zocha that no Seder is going to have any Lashon Hara. Hashem is going to protect the Jewish people. Nobody's going to talk Lashon Hara. We're only going to talk amazing things and talk beautiful things. Amen. Us and all the Jewish people. And through that, we'll be zocha to a Geula Shlema. Okay, I want to talk about something very deep today, because it's Yachatz. We're up to Yachatz. Okay, this is going to be a little bit hard, I think, but we'll see how it goes. Yachatz is breaking, right? We know we break the middle matzah, right? We take the matzah, the middle matzah, right? There are three matzahs. After Karpas, like we spoke yesterday, last year, is we take the Yachatz, right? We break it in half. Now, it never is an exact half. So we put the small, we keep the small piece, and the big piece we keep for the Afikoman, right? That's the practical thing that we do. Now, I want to talk a little bit about Yachatz because it's breaking. We're breaking. Says the Beis Yosef in Aruch Chaim, and here's his language, B'shem the Kolbo, Simen Tuf Ayin Gimel, Mikan Hu HaMakar L'din Yachatz, the Makar for Yachatz, the root, the source of Yachatz is that matzah is called Lechem Oni, poor man's bread. Just like the poor man, right? He doesn't eat a lot. That's why we take the big one and we save it for later. Here we start off the Seder with this little small piece, because an ani, a poor person, doesn't have a lot. He doesn't have a lot. That's what Yachatz is. Yachatz is the Lechem Oni. That's what the Beis Yosef says. It's reminding us of poor man's bread, being in Mitzrayim, that we're poor, and this is what I want to share with everybody. Before we begin Magid, because next is Magid. Magid is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, where we talk about, you know, there's an Inyan, just to talk this out a little bit. We talk about, no pun intended, we talk about what we've been through. It's brought down that you're supposed to talk about what you've been through and what you've gotten out of. Not just to talk about what Paro did in Mitzrayim to us. Not just to talk about what the Jewish people. Now, I don't know how many people are comfortable doing that, but it's brought down that a person is supposed to say, you know what, I used to be in this situation in my own Mitzrayim, and I got out of Mitzrayim. Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim. I used to have struggle with this, and now I'm out. Now, you know, you don't necessarily have to, you know, be open with everyone at the table or at the Seder, but it is a special thing. You know, we try and go around in our family and go around and say, share something that you've been through, that you were in Meitzar. Meitzar means constriction. You were in pain. You were in something, and then you go out. You left. That's what Magid is. Yachatz is breaking. The poor man. You're broken. And I was thinking, as the Kutzker says, excuse me, the Kutzker says, there's nothing more complete, nothing more whole than a broken heart. There's nothing more whole than a broken heart. What does that mean? It means, why did the Jews come out of Mitzrayim? The Jews came out of Mitzrayim because it says, Vayei'anchu. They were groaning, they were moaning. They couldn't express themselves. Before we get to Magid, before we express ourselves, sometimes we have trouble expressing ourselves, right? There's the song many of you know, one of my favorite songs, a special deep song called Broken Heart. Broken Heart. And I'm just reading a little bit because it's so, right? What happens when the words get lost inside, right? You can't talk. Right? Your silent tears keep falling and thoughts run dry. Right? I mean, you can't cry. You can't express. You hold the sitter. Right? I'm just reading a little bit. I don't have the words. How do I talk to you? Right? I don't have magen. I don't, the poor man, sometimes we go through situations in life where there's nothing to say. I'm just broken. Right? We just keep on saying the same thing. But there's nothing to say because it's not, right? Oh, I'm upset about this. I'm hurt from this. You can't even say anything because it's not about what you say. It's about the feeling. Right here, some of the words also. If I don't have the words, can I still feel you talk to me? Maybe all you want from me is a broken heart. Maybe nothing is complete. That's the Kutzker, as a broken heart. Maybe the lesson to Yachatz is Hashem, Vayeanchu. Hashem, I can't even talk. I'm so broken. I'm the ani, I'm the poor person. And we don't want to hear this. Why? Because it's hard to hear that my story, a lot of our story, is the fact that we're broken and things are difficult for me. And it's hard for me to daven. It's hard for me to learn. It's hard for me to be the person that I want to be. And that really Hashem, and again, this is what's hard to say. Hashem loves the broken heart. I know that sounds like cruel, but it's true. It's like Hashem wants us to be broken for whatever reason. He wants us to do yachatz before magid. He wants us to know that sometimes there's nothing to say. I don't have anything to say. I'm just a broken piece of matzah. I'm lechem oni. It's about, this was the line that I thought of, right? Magid is about telling a story, but maybe there's a story that I can't tell because I'm too, it's about the story that I can't tell, not about the story that I can tell. It's about the pieces that are broken. It's about feelings of my past, feelings of my present, feelings that just, I'm just so broken. And for whatever reason, Karov Hashem l'nishbarei lev. For whatever reason, Hashem is close to the person who's broken. What I saw brought down from one of the tzaddikim is that the reason we break the matzah in half is because one half is us and the other half is Hashem. And I was thinking like, right, and we bring them together. The pshat is, right, Hashem, I'm broken. Hashem, I want you to know that I'm broken. That is the greatest thing we could do to get out of Mitzrayim, is to realize that I'm in Mitzrayim and I'm broken. I don't have anything to say. I have nothing to say because I'm so broken. Hashem should help each and every one of us. Hashem should help us. Should help all the Jewish people, right? You think about how many people are really broken. You think about how many people are broken from their averus. They're broken from their past. They're broken from their childhood. They're broken from just whatever's happening now. So many people, right? The hostages, families of the hostages, people who lost family members, whatever. We know, Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, we're not lacking, unfortunately, the brokenness, that we're broken. And maybe that's the lesson of Yachatz. Yachatz is before we have anything to say. Hashem, we could just end the Seder right now. I'm breaking the matzah. And they say, by the way, matzah is geula. They ask that. If matzah is geula, right, it represents redemption. So how could it be lechem oni? Maybe this is the answer. As I've said, one of my favorite quotes, greater to be with someone in the dark. I'm in the dark broken with another person who's in the dark broken. We're all broken. And for whatever reason, Hashem wants that, and that is the geula. The geula is not saying anything. The geula is recognizing that it's okay, and this is part of life. Again, we don't want to be broken, but it's part of life, the fact that I'm the ani, I'm the poor man, I don't know what I'm doing, I might be confused, I might be lost, I might not have direction, and that's Yachatz. That is Yachatz. And then in Mirat Hashem, one day we'll be together. One day we will not be broken. Hashem should help us all. We should all be Zocha to feel the closeness of Hashem. Karov Hashem l'nishbarei lev. We should be able to feel the closeness of Hashem in our sadness, in our confusion, in our uncomfortability. Somehow Hashem will join us and be with us. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful afternoon. Have a wonderful evening. Have a wonderful first moment of the rest of your life.